So we'll talk with her at 7:45. It's a very windy day today. The wind gusts are over 40 miles an hour coming at us this afternoon. But Pastor Michael Ney from Cornerstone Church, I tell you what, your hair is perfect today.
That's kind of crazy because I was thinking the same thing about your hair. I wishing mine looked like yours.
Normally, I'm wearing a hat, but today, yes, for some reason, like I got a new haircut the other day.
You let it come out in the springtime. Here she is.
That's the way right there. I think it's springtime. It's a new season. And of course, now it's springtime. I start thinking about, honestly, I think about coloring Easter eggs. I think about Easter Sunday at church. I know at Cornerstone that you guys have got a lot of things planned on Easter, right?
We do, man. It's coming up just next weekend. And man, when you think about Easter, you think about that time that, hey, everybody shows up or we make a little extra effort to be there. Maybe we even put on a snazzy little outfit. And when you think about the whole big picture, like that's kind of right. You know, like however it is, you express a little effort to be there. Like it's absolutely right because that is the weekend we celebrate Jesus overcoming sin and death on our behalf. And man, we're not a bunch of people who have gathered together to commemorate a life well lived. And we're going to lay his body in the grave and let him, you know, rest in peace. I mean, we're celebrating the life of a guy who said, hey, I'm coming into Jerusalem. Here are the people who are going to arrest me. Here's what they're going to convict me of. Here's how they are going to kill me, and here's where I'm going to be buried, and, oh, by the way, on the third day, that'd be Sunday morning, I'm going to come back to life.
Wow.
And so, it's Resurrection Sunday. It's Easter every year when believers and people who are like, huh, I'm going to check this thing out, are getting together to talk about and to experience a celebration of the one who overcame sin and death for us. It's what sets him apart. And the interesting thing with that is, Jesus really didn't leave us any middle ground. He didn't leave us room to say, you know what, I think Jesus was a good humanitarian. I think he was a swell teacher. You know, I think he did good, but I don't think he was God or anything. Well, the problem with that is he claimed to be God. He said, I am the only way that you can get to God. Yeah. I am the absolute truth, so I have established it. And I am life. Like, I'm the only way you're going to find life. And as C.S. Lewis said many, many years ago, he said, you know, Jesus was either a liar, he was a lunatic, or he really was the Lord. Jesus didn't leave us a place to say, yeah, he's just like those other people. No, he claimed to be the only one, claimed he was going to come back to life, pulled it off, had people who saw him, and now he invites us to believe in him. So, I mean, it is right that Easter is a big weekend for all believers and those who are kind of checking it out.
You know, so for folks who are wanting to go to Cornerstone, what is it going to be like when they show up on Easter Sunday?
Well, first of all, I promise you, the roof is not going to cave in on you. You know, if it's been a while, if you're like, man, if I showed up at church. I mean, in Carbondale, we're in the high school, the gorgeous high school auditorium. Yeah. You are safe. In Marion, we're in the old Walmart building right there next to Sam's Club. I'm telling you what, those buildings are not going to come crashing down on you. Yeah. And then when you walk in, I mean, you'll see in Marion this really cool play area for the kids in both locations. We have some areas set aside with trained, safe individuals who are going to love on your kids and tell them about Jesus. And when you walk in, hey, it's Easter, so you'll see some people dressed up a little bit more, but mostly they're wearing what you would see them at the restaurant or out shopping on Saturday. And then you're going to be welcomed, but not overwhelmed. You're going to grab a free drink, something to sip on as you walk in. And then the service, you'll see some lights and a band. And oh, I've got to tell you this story about an exchange student we had last year. Maria Martinez came and lived with one of the families in our church. And after the first time she was there, so she's from Spain. She's never been to a Cornerstone or a church like us. And so they asked her, hey, Maria, what did you think about church today? And she said, well, it was kind of like a rock concert with a TED Talk.
I thought, yes.
You know what? That's almost the sweetest compliment a person could give from Spain, you know, and say, you know, it was kind of like a really moving experience musically and then a challenging little talk. And so next weekend for Easter, we're going to talk about this man who claimed to overcome sin and death for us.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is going to be awesome. And so I guess people are wondering, like, well, have you changed up your schedule because of the Easter holiday? Now, this Sunday is Palm Sunday, but then the next Sunday we're talking about the 21st. That's the Easter weekend.
Right.
So what are y'all going to do on the times?
Yeah, so here's the deal. We're going to leave it just the same. We have four identical services every weekend. We've made a little extra space for anyone who wants to come. But we have Friday night So tomorrow night, 6 p.m., both this weekend and next weekend. Maybe you'd want to come this weekend, kind of check it out, see if it's safe to bring the crew with you next weekend. So we have Friday night at 6 in Marion, and then on Sunday morning, we have the service in the high school auditorium in Carbondale. We have the two services in Marion right there next to Sam's Club. Man, just come check it out. This guy named Jesus made some pretty big claims, and there's pretty big evidence to believe he actually pulled it off. We'd be honored for you to gather with us as we take a look at arguably the greatest story ever told, the greatest gift ever given.
We promise you the roof is structurally sound. It's been inspected by the engineers. It will not fall down on you.
I promise.
Okay, cool.
I promise.
Good deal. Hey, come and check it out. CornerstoneSI.org. Go online there and see everything that they have to offer. CornerstoneSI.org. Pastor Michael Nave, thank you, brother.
Great to be here. And then we're going to share a hair product after we get done.
I got a new one. I can't talk about it on the air because the company's not paying any advertising dollars.
Oh, no.
But I will let you know. And then, folks, you can text me if you want to know what we're doing now. It's 7:30 this morning. Can't the